I heard an NPR story this week about a 1,000-year-old cherry tree in Japan that's on the brink of blooming. The story starts by describing a group of workers pounding posts into the ground at the end of winter, laying a pathway preparing for thousands of tourists to gaze at this ancient tree and its cascade of delicate pink flowers billowing down from each one of its ancient limbs. The tourists, of course, aren't coming this year, but this tree will bloom anyway. Is blooming right now, in fact. I mean, 1,000-year-old tree? That is 30 generations of people, at least. It's wars, many, famine, multiples, storms, earthquakes, so much change and so much flux. Its roots growing deeper each winter, its captivating blossoms returning every spring in this disruption of beauty. It reminded me of one of my favorite quotes from Robin Wall Kimmerer, who weaves her knowledge as a trained botanist with indigenous wisdom as an enrolled member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. She describes how in the Western world, human beings are positioned at the top of the hierarchy of life. The pinnacle of evolution, she says, the darling of creation, and that plants are at the bottom. But in native ways of knowing, she continues, humans are often referred to as the younger siblings of creation. We say that humans have the least experience with how to live and thus the most to learn, she says, that we must look to our teachers among the other species for guidance. Their wisdom is apparent in the way that they live. They teach us by example. They've been on the earth far longer than we have been and have had time to figure things out, she adds. Thankfully, we are surrounded by these ancient teachers, by the genius and guidance of creation that has lived through many a pandemic. Roots still growing deeper in the winter, blossoms returning every spring. Part of nature's genius that has been pressing its way into my consciousness this week is fractals. You know, like the fact that the Fibonacci spiral can be found in seashells and ocean waves, in spider webs and chameleon tails, in a simple houseplant to the weather patterns of a hurricane, to the fractal design in a fern, the leaf pattern, the same at any scale. In pine cones and pineapples, the current of electricity, in ice crystal formation, in trees, in rivers, water drops, and air bubbles. But fractals are not just outside of us. We are nature too, not separate from. Our lungs are fractals, as is our circulatory system. And all of these designs are not only captivating in their beauty, but incredibly effective in function, allowing plants to maximize their surface area to sunlight and allowing 60,000 miles of capillaries and blood vessels to fit inside every human being, shares mathematician Ben Weiss. Fractals. Where every small part resembles the whole, where the small and the big are the same yet different. That in the midst of chaos and unpredictability of life, there is also this exquisite math that moves through creation, from the swirl of your fingertip to the shape of a spiral galaxy. How we are at the small scale is how we are at the large scale, writes Adrienne Marie Brown in her book, Emergent Strategy, Shaping Change, Changing Worlds. She wrote this in a chapter actually on the wisdom of fractals. The whole book is a practice of listening to the beautiful genius within nature's design and applying it more intentionally to ourselves, to human behavior, to how we are with ourselves and how we are with each other. In other words, if we consult our much older siblings of creation, what we practice at the small scale sets the pattern for the whole system, writes Adrienne Marie Brown. Diving back into fractals in celebration of the Earth this week has taken on a new significance for me, the way the small shapes the big. Given that we are in at least week 5, maybe week 6, it's hard to keep track of a stay-at-home order. The ways that most of us are living at a smaller scale, that our physical environments have shrunk. What we practice at the small scale sets the pattern for the whole system. So often we talk about the environment as being out there. We mean the mountains or the Great Lakes, but the environment is all around you. It is wherever you are. Your home, your room, your body, your backyard, if you have one. If nature is our teacher, then how we are, how we tend to our spaces, how we care for our environments, the ones that are immediately around us, again, including the environment of our bodies, how we tend to and care for the relationships within our little pieces of environment matters. And it matters in a big way. It is, in fact, the very stuff that spiral galaxies are made of. Amen.